Masechta Shvius, Parak Ches, Mishnah Tes. We've learned in the last Mishnah that when someone misused Shemitah money, as well as even Shemitah oil that he smeared on Kalim, on utensils, so then there was a penalty that he needed to take his own pocket money and use the same value that he misused of the Shemitah money. He has to use the same value of his pocket money for a Shemitah accepted purpose. So Mishnah Tes continues on that theme, specifically talking about the last case. Or, Shesachei B'Shemen Shal Shvius. If you have leather that someone smeared oil from Shemitah, rubbed it into the leather. So this was basically the last case in the previous Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer says, Yidolik, it needs to be burned. Since he misused the Shemitah produce, it needs to be burned, this leather, and you can't use it. He agrees that if it was misuse of Shemitah money, that all there is a penalty, that you have to take other monies in its place. But when you're actually using the oil, which is the actual produce from the Shemitah, Rebbe Eliezer seemingly was very machmir, very stringent, and required it to be burnt. The Chachamim disagreed, and they said, Yechol Kenegdei, there's only a penalty that he needs to eat other non-Shemitah related produce in place of that amount that he misused on the leather. The Mishnah now records the conversation that the Chachamim had with Rebbe Kiva regarding this opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Amru lefnei Rebbe Kiva, the Chachamim said in front of Rebbe Kiva, Aymar Hayy Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer had said, Ar Shesachei B'Shemen Shal Shvius Yidalek. Rebbe Eliezer said that leather that's rubbed it with Shemitah oil needs to be burned. Amr Lahem, Rebbe Kiva responded to them, Shesaiku, you should be quiet, and you should not continue saying this halacha over in the name of Eliezer, because that was not really his opinion. Lai Aymar Lachem, Masha Eliezer Aymarboy, and I'm not going to tell you what really Rebbe Eliezer said. The Rav explains that Rebbe Kiva was the Talmud of Rebbe Eliezer, and he heard from Rebbe Eliezer what Rebbe Eliezer's opinion was on this matter, and he heard that Rebbe Eliezer was really even more mekel, more lenient than the Chachamim. And Rebbe Kiva did not wish to publicize that leniency, and so he said that it's not true that Rebbe Eliezer required it to be burnt. Not only that, but he was even more mekel, and I prefer not to say over his opinion on the matter. Mishnah Yud records another such conversation that took place between the Chachamim and Rebbe Kiva about his Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer's opinions. V'ayd Amru Lefanav. They said, also the Chachamim said in front of Rebbe Kiva another thing. Aymar Hayy Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer used to say, Ha'eichel pas kusim ke'eichel basar chazir. Someone who eats the bread from the kusim, the kuthians, that had a questionable conversion. Someone who eats bread from them is the same as someone who eats basar chazir, who eats pork. And basically saying over that Rebbe Eliezer was very stringent and held that the pas kusim was forbidden, just like pork is forbidden. Amar Lahem, Rebbe Kiva responded to them, Shesaiku, you should be quiet, because that's really not what my Rebbe Rebbe Eliezer's opinion was. Really, he was more lenient. And V'loy Amar Lahem, Masha Rebbe Eliezer Amar, but I'm not going to tell you really what Rebbe Eliezer says about this, because it was something very lenient, and Rebbe Kiva preferred not to publicize such a leniency.